This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Indecent by Corinne Sullivan, read by Stephanie Cannon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. There had been no major incidents. At least, nothing of the sort I imagined could happen my first week at Vandenberg School for Boys. No salmonella outbreak, no still-lit cigarette imprudently disposed in a wastebasket, no menacingly quiet freshman with a handgun. Then, I caught Christopher Jordan with his hand down his pants. I didn't mean to see it. I certainly didn't want to see it. But I saw it nevertheless. The flaxen-haired second year from Roanoke, prostrate and panting on his twin bed. Beating the monkey, that's what the Vandenberg boys called it. The first time I'd heard that term used there,
"Dude, I beat the monkey every night to those tit pics Cassie sent me," said one guy to his friend two spots before me in the chicken fajita line.
I was brought back to Camp Barbara Ann, to lying in my bottom bunk and spotting the magic marker sketch of a penis and testicles on the bedpost. Two bulging eyes and a big long nose, I'd initially thought, and recognizing it distantly as something I'd heard about. Something I should know about.